Salina's where I was born and raised, lived here my entire life, and my wife and I decided that this is where we wanted to stay and raise a family. I love this community so much, and I want to see it continue to grow and prosper. So I'm basically running for re-election because I'm proud to have been a part of the city leadership that's brought about some great improvements to our city over the past 15 years. You know, in these recent years, we've seen some vast improvements to the infrastructure throughout the city. We've got new upgraded water lines, dozens of miles of streets and sidewalk reconstruction done. Also, the creation of the Bryson Park District. I'm proud to be a part of that. The incredible upgrades we've seen to our lakefront, including like the amphitheater, the splash pad, several new restrooms, basketball courts, shelter houses, playground equipment, recreational equipment. New parking lot just got done, and as well as a newly constructed fitness trail. So our other parks also have seen some great upgrades in recent years. At Westview, we had new baseball and softball diamonds put in, recent expansion of the pond out there for better fishing. At Eastview, we just completed another 4 pickleball courts to bring it up to 8 brand new pickleball courts. New playground equipment the last few years, the fitness obstacle course, brand new disc golf course out there as well. And then there'll be some more upgrades coming for the Montgomery Field Complex too. You know, over the last 20 years, Salina has seen a much more vibrant and revitalized downtown district. Many buildings have been renovated, remodeled. We've had a lot of small businesses now that are thriving, and Salina has become a destination point for tourism and visitors. Just last year, Salina was voted Ohio's best hometown for the year 2023-24. Also in 2023, Salina received national recognition of the top 25 micropolitan community in the United States. So super proud of that. In regards to safety services, you know, we've had a recent substantial increase in wages that has brought us to be more competitive with the surrounding communities when it comes to wages and benefits for police and fire. The funding for vehicles, equipment, and operations of fire and police departments out of a 0.5% additional tax has also provided for our safety services some of the best equipment to perform their duties. Looking into the near future, we know that there's going to need to be a new or an upgraded expanded fire station. That's going to be necessary, but we're waiting for a feasibility study to come in here, hopefully in the next month or two, to determine what the scope of that project will be. As a community, we know we're excited about the new school facilities that are being constructed in Salina. The city and has worked with the school officials through the planning process to see these projects completed and provide the infrastructure and the improvements necessary, roads, et cetera, that are responsibility of the city. Additionally, we just recently had the sale of the public works for the new bus garage location for the school, and I believe that was a win-win for both the city and the school. And then Mercer County has been consistently blessed to have the lowest unemployment in the state of Ohio. And as the county seat, Salina, you know, we're poised to continue to work with county officials to attract new businesses to the area for the hardworking people and families of our communities. I guess in all, as city council president, I'm going to continue to protect faith and family values, promote growth and improvements in our community, and help keep Salina great as a community. It's been an honor and privilege to serve my neighbors and fellow citizens of Salina these past 15 plus years, and I'm really looking forward to an additional 4 years.